Earth and Sky.
I think that this curiosity-driven research has implications that you couldn't know ahead of time. So we did this work just because we were interested in how could the chromosomes be maintained. And so it's very important to be able to focus on such fundamentals, even when what we want to understand is disease. You just don't know where that next most interesting discovery might come from.
You're listening to Carol Greider, a winner of the 2009 Nobel Prize in Medicine, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Greider, a molecular biologist at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, won a Nobel Prize for her discovery of an enzyme called telomerase, which helps the body maintain the length of its chromosomes. Greider spoke with Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl about the significance of her research.
You just won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Congratulations. You won for your pioneering research on telomerase. But before that, I think we need to talk about telomeres and chromosomes. What are they and what is their relationship to one another?
Yeah, so the chromosomes are where all of the DNA is in the cell that gives the instructions for all the processes that the cells have to carry out. And so all of those genes are located on chromosomes. And it turns out that the way that the chromosome is duplicated every time the cell has to divide, the chromosomes get a little bit shorter from their ends. And the ends of chromosomes have a special name, and that's called a telomere. And so it's actually the telomeres that shorten every time the cell divides progressively. And then the cell actually has a way to balance that shortening so that the telomeres don't get excessively short. And that's this enzyme telomerase that balances the shortening. So whenever a cell divides, there's a little bit of shortening and then a little bit of lengthening. And there's an equilibrium that's established.
Okay, so what is telomerase and what's the function of it?
The telomerase is an enzyme, sort of like a little machine inside the cell, that carries out the function. And the function that it carries out is to elongate the telomeres. So when cells are dividing for a number of times, the telomeres get a little bit shorter and a little bit shorter. And what telomerase does is to relengthen them so that it balances out the shortening that occurs during cell division.
When you found telomerase, were you looking for it? And why were you looking for it?
It was really an example of just curiosity-driven research. We were interested in what was it that would lengthen telomeres. We knew that there was this problem that all cells face, that every time the cells divide, the chromosomes shorten a little bit from their ends. And so we were just wondering, how do cells solve this problem? And by doing a series of experiments, just asking these fundamental questions, we discovered this enzyme telomerase. And we didn't know at the time that there were going to be any clinical implications of this discovery, but we did know that it was something very fundamental to all cells. And we really knew that something so fundamental would have important implications, but we just didn't know what they were.
Now, I know you were looking for it in, of all places, pond scum. You know, why not human tissue?
We were looking in an organism called Tetrahymena, which is single-celled protozoa, kind of like the paramecium that high school students may go out and find from ponds and watch swimming around. And the reason is that a single cell has 40,000 chromosomes. So if you want to find what it is that maintains telomeres, then you go to the source, a cell that has 40,000 chromosomes. In contrast, human cells have only 96 chromosome ends. So there's significantly less in human cells. So because we knew that this was a very fundamental process and was likely to be the same in all cell types, we could use that organism where we were most likely to be successful in actually finding something.
How did you get from discovering telomerase to figuring out that telomere length is related to cellular aging?
Well, as I said, when we first were working with telomerase, when we first made the discovery in Tetrahymena, we knew that that was going to be important for chromosome ends, but we didn't even know at the time what the makeup of human chromosome ends actually was. And that didn't come for several years later. And then once it was clear that the human chromosome ends had a very similar structure to the chromosome ends in tetrahymena, it became apparent that the human chromosomes are also maintained by a telomerase enzyme. And then one can ask questions about what happens in human cells. And there was a hypothesis that had been proposed a number of years before that perhaps this problem of telomere shortening every time cells divide may be something that limits how many times human cells can divide. And so we were able to go and, again, follow our curiosity and ask whether or not in human cells the telomere shortening does stop cells from dividing. And in collaboration with several other groups, we were able to show that, in fact, that is the case.
Forgive me, but I'm not quite clear what that has to do with, let's say, cellular aging.
Cellular senescence is a term that's given for the fact that if you take human cells and you put them into culture, they'll divide for a certain number of times and then they'll stop dividing. And so what we showed was that the telomere shortening that happens progressively every time the cells divide in culture is due to the telomere problem. So the cellular senescence was caused by the telomere shortening. And we now know that cellular senescence, or in some cases actual cell death, plays a role in human disease in a very fundamental level, that the ability of cells to divide a certain number of times plays out in human disease.
Can you give a specific example, you know, let's say in cancer, where it's just where the cell division has gone wild, right? What does that have to do with telomerase?
So we wanted to determine whether or not the ability of the telomeres to be maintained and the requirement for telomerase would play a role in cancer. And so what we did was to design a mouse that didn't have this telomerase enzyme at all. And then when you cause a cancer in that mouse, what we found was that when the telomeres weren't elongated because there was no telomerase, then the cancer cells couldn't grow. So it can block the growth of cancer cells when the telomeres get to be very short. And so this is basically a proof of principle kind of thing to imagine that if you had some sort of a therapeutic which would block the telomerase, that you may be able to block the growth of certain kinds of cancer cells.
Okay, so let's say a human being was born without telomerase. What, you know, because I know you created a mouse that didn't have one. What would happen in that person's body?
Well, actually, there are families where people have inherited mutations in telomerase, and they don't have zero telomeres, but they have less telomerase. And it turns out that there's not enough telomerase to maintain the telomeres. And there's a large number of studies going on now. And what happens is in the families, the telomeres shorten progressively with each generation. So the great-grandparents have normal telomere length, and then the grandparents have slightly shorter, and the parents have even shorter telomeres. And interestingly, there is a progression of diseases that are associated with this that get worse with each generation as the telomeres get worse. And what that indicates is that it's the telomere shortening that's causing these diseases. And these are diseases that are linked to degenerative diseases of aging. So one example is bone marrow failure. You need cells in your body to renew the blood every day because blood cells don't live to be very long. And so in the bone marrow, there are stem cells that will divide and allow more blood to be made every day. And it turns out that if the telomeres get short in these families that have mutations in telomerase, then you can't make bone marrow. And this is a very devastating disease, and there's no treatment for it. And people die of bone marrow failure.
Wow. That is interesting and sad at the same time. You know, I've heard that longevity experts are after you, you know, seeking you out for help. Is that true?
Well, what the telomerase discovery talks about is the ability of cells to live, how many times a cell can divide. And it turns out that plays a role in both cancer, how many times cancer cells can divide, as well as these normal tissues that are needed for tissue renewal, how many times those divide. And so it plays a role in age-associated diseases where after a number of years, the telomeres may be short and cause these age-associated diseases. So we think of it as approach to the health span of individuals. That is, how can you cure these diseases that are due to telomere shortening and alleviate the disease burden. There's no evidence that the overall length of the lifespan of individuals will be necessarily changed by the telomerase. But if we can make some sort of interventions in terms of the health of individuals, that would be really fantastic.
Oh, okay. So it's not like if we just had more telomerase, we could be, you know, 18 forever or something.
No, there are a number of things that go into overall aging. I mean, there are people that are studying things like caloric restriction and hormonal pathways that regulate aging, as well as oxidative stress. So probably the maximum lifespan of individuals is going to be have, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 different inputs into it. And the telomeres clearly play a role in these disease states that occur in older individuals. And so we're very interested in pursuing that because we might be able to make a difference in treating disease, whereas the overall extending lifespan by 200-300 years that people talk about, I see as more as science fiction.
You've been listening to molecular biologist Carol Greider, who was awarded the 2009 Nobel Prize for Medicine, along with Elizabeth Blackburn and Jack W. Szostak of Boston, Massachusetts, for their discovery of how telomeres are protected from progressive shortening by the enzyme telomerase. Greider is the Daniel Nathans Professor and the Director of Molecular Biology and Genetics at the Johns Hopkins Institute of Basic Biomedical Sciences at the Johns Hopkins University. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.